Announce at all. When Facebook is up, you can find us at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Vice President Joe Biden gave his strongest hints yet that he's running for president at a firefighters' conference in Washington, D.C. After 2016, when Hillary Clinton lost the Electoral College to President Trump but won the popular vote, many Democrats have been pushing for changing things to make things go to where we would count the popular vote for the election. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Victor Davis Hanson, and he doesn't think this will be happening anytime soon.
No, it has to have. It would be a constitutional amendment, and it would need passed the Congress, and it would need 3/4 of the states. It's just not going to happen. And the reason that they're doing that is because the left waged their electoral comeback on the idea that they could bring in millions of people from south of the border who came from socialist or failed government paradigms, and when they would get here, either they would be naturalized or they could vote maybe with a wink and nod, or their children would be second generation, and they could flip formerly purple or even red states blue. And it worked pretty well with California. It will never be red in my lifetime again. But believe me, if Trump had won the popular vote and had lost the Electoral College, and many people thought that was possible, they would now be praising the Electoral College of the skies, that it was the only barrier between demagoguery and you know, constitutional stability.
Please remember, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun. Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the Chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Are you in business? Not a member of the Chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort is sentenced to 3.5 additional years in prison for conspiracy and witness tampering. This all stems from the Russia investigation, and that brings Manafort's entire prison sentence up to 7.5 years. Manafort's legal issues may not be over, as he was indicted on mortgage fraud by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office as well today. Dozens of wealthy parents, coaches from elite colleges, and other Dozens of wealthy parents, coaches from elite colleges, and others are facing charges in the biggest college admissions bribery case ever. One of the parents charged, actress Lori Loughlin, is expected to be in court later today. President Trump is issuing an emergency order grounding all Boeing 737 MAX 8 and 9 jets in the United States. If you are currently flying on one of those jets, the plane will land as soon as possible and you will then be put on a different plane. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you. The all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
The U.S. government has released its annual report on human rights abuses by other nations. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the report singles out the government of Iran.
Last year, the regime killed over 20 people and arrested thousands without due process, just for protesting for their rights. This continues the pattern of cruelty that the regime has inflicted upon the Iranian people for the last four decades.
This year's report is released as the Trump White House continues to push European allies to join the U.S. in imposing sanctions and cutting off trade with Iran.
Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp users in the United States are all experiencing widespread outages. The outages began right around noon Eastern time, and all three of those are owned by Facebook. Some users say they can't open the apps, but others say they can't post anything or they can't get into their accounts at all. When Facebook is up, you can find us at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Join the U.S. in imposing sanctions and cutting off trade with Iran.
Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp users in the United States are all experiencing widespread outages. The outages began right around noon Eastern time, and all three of those are owned by Facebook. Some users say they can't open the apps, but others say they can't post anything or they can't get into their accounts at all. When Facebook is up, you can find us at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Vice President Joe Biden gave his strongest hints yet that he's running for president at a firefighters conference in Washington, D.C. After 2016, when Hillary Clinton lost the Electoral College to President Trump but won the popular vote, many Democrats have been pushing for changing things to make things go to where we would count the popular vote for the election. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Victor Davis Hanson, and he doesn't think this will be happening anytime soon.
No, it has to have. It would be a constitutional amendment, and it would need pass the Congress, and it would need three quarters of the state. It's just not going to happen. And the reason that they're doing that is because the left waged their electoral comeback on the idea that they could bring in millions of people from south of the border who came from socialist or failed government paradigms, and when they would get here, either they would be naturalized or they could vote maybe with a wink and nod, or their children would be second generation, and they could flip formerly purple or even red states blue. And it worked pretty well with California. It will never be red in my lifetime again. But believe me, if Trump had won the popular vote and had lost the Electoral College, and many people thought that was possible, they would now be praising the Electoral College to the skies, that it was the only barrier between demagoguery and constitutional stability.
Please remember, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort was sentenced on Wednesday to a total of 81 months in prison in connection with his guilty plea related to foreign lobbying and witness tampering, a term he will serve, including the 47-month sentence handed down in a separate case in Virginia last week. Former Department of Justice official John Yoo on the sentencing.
I think the sentence here was quite fair. I think Paul Manafort's defense attorney is not doing him a good turn by complaining about the judge. The judge could have sentenced him up to 10 years. He got less than 4 years here.
Actress Lori Loughlin is in police custody. She surrendered in Los Angeles to law enforcement in connection to the largest cheating scandal ever prosecuted in the United States. Loughlin and her husband are accused of paying around $500,000 in bribes to get their daughters into USC. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
All right, welcome to Talented People. It's after 3 o'clock. It's already about 3:28 on March 13th, and I'm so happy to be able to tell you who's in studio today, Thomas Johnston. He is a singer and songwriter, and we are celebrating the holiday of St. Patrick's Day, correct?
That's correct.
All right, so it's so nice to have you here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and smile for the camera.
Hello, camera. I'm a singer-songwriter from White House Station, originally from the Bronx, New York. And I've been playing solo now for a little over 6 years, mostly in Hunterdon County, some in Bucks County, some down the Jersey Shore.
Great.
And I have 3 albums out, working on number 4. And it's been a wonderful journey. And, last year I played 152 shows. So
that's like a half a year.
Yeah, it didn't quite average out that way. I did 20 in June.
Oh, my God.
Alone, so
wow.
I was very fortunate.
Where?
All over the place. I do a number of places here in Flemington. I play to car shows, the filling station, Aunt Didi's, T-Berry's, just in, wherever they'll let me play. And
so, wait, you actually perform and you song write.
Yes.
So where do you get your inspiration from?
Oh, just life, everything. A lot of my songs are stories of stuff that's gone on in my life or things that I observe from
day to day. Let's hear one. What's your favorite?
Oh, I don't know if I have a favorite. They're all like children,
Oh, that's nice. I agree. I'm a poet person, so I understand what you're saying.
But
go ahead.
This one is from my 3rd album.
Okay.
The album was called More Songs to Sing. And this is called I Hope You Know. So. How can I be good to you when I haven't been good to me? Lately, turning the spirits in a bottle to set my own spirit free. I need to retreat for a day or so I can find what I have lost. And I can't win if I don't change, I can't lose you at any cost. And I hope you know, I hope you know, I hope you know I care the world for you. You've been more than fair to me. You're giving me more than I deserve. And I must get my act together, 'cause what we have must be preserved. Frustrated that I haven't pulled my weight, I allowed myself to lose control. A tornado filled with raw emotion, scraping a path across my soul. And I hope you know, I hope you know, I hope you know I care the world for you. Driving west into Pennsylvania, horizon shows the day's last light. And I pull into the parking lot of the place where I will spend the night. I take my boots off, lay on the bed. I hold your picture on my chest. and I will call you in the morning. Now it's time for me to get some rest, and I hope you know I care the world for you. And I hope you know you mean the world to me.
Oh my gosh, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Is that for someone special?
It's certainly telling. Actually, it was inspired by an event years and years ago when my father was alive. And all of a sudden, he was not home for a weekend. And he had been going through a lot of stuff. And he just said, look, I'm taking a weekend. I'm going. I got to get things, you know. And he came back, you know, this Sunday, and it was so. Somehow, I was thinking of that one day, and I just wrote this story. And
it's beautiful.
Thank you.
It's so beautiful. And I wanted to ask, how did you learn how to play the guitar?
I taught myself.
And you're self-taught. And yeah. What about music lessons? Or did
no.
you self-taught too?
No, I can't read music. It's all by
wow.
ear.
Wow.
It's all by ear and heart and soul.
Nice.
And someone asked me a few years ago what style of finger picking I use, and I didn't know there was a style. I just whatever it's coming from my heart. And
nice.
So, but yeah, I taught myself, and in high school, and I played some high school, college, a little after college, and then I probably had 20 or so years that I didn't play out at all.
Wow, really?
And I just got back into it 8 years ago by accident, really. And then out of the blue, I was in a duo with my niece, who was 20 at the time. And we performed together for a couple of years. We put out an album. We were named the best new act at the 2011 Jersey Acoustic Music Awards in Asbury Park.
And congratulations. That's amazing.
We had no idea what we were doing.
Wow.
But she has, her name is Deirdre Forrest, and she lives down in Asbury Park now. Beautiful, perfect pitch, Etta James kind of voice, very soulful and everything. And then we went our separate ways, and like I said, you know, I'm the most surprised person on the planet for all that's going on. But I've played, since I went solo now, I've played over 600 or so shows and have three albums out of original songs and working on number four. And then we're going to have a Christmas EP come out later this year.
I was lucky enough to be at the Christmas party at the Weikert office when you performed, and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe that you can sing like that and play the guitar like that, and your audios are amazing. Where can someone go to buy them if they would like?
Oh, they're on Amazon, they're on, you can stream on Spotify, they're on CDBaby.com. I have them at the shows. I've got a lot of shows coming up this week.
Tell us about the shows.
Well, tomorrow, after I do a lunch for the Meals on Wheels in Flemington, I'm performing at T-Berry's on Main Street from 3 to 5. Friday evening from 5 to 8, I'm at the Rail in White House Station. Saturday afternoon, or morning into afternoon, I'm doing a market, indoor market at the White House Fire Company on Main Street. And then that night from 6 to 9, I'm going to be at Aunt Dee Dee's on Main Street here in Flemington doing a St. Patrick show. And then on St. Patrick's Day, Sunday, I'll be at the Asbury Coffee Mill doing a Sunday brunch show from 11 to 1. And then I scoot over to the old Croton Bar and Grill.
How fun.
I'll be playing.
I love it there.
Yeah, it's a great place. I'll be playing there from 3 to 6.
Nice.
And
a bunch of my friends and people out there watching this, wink, wink, are going to be there, just
yes.
so you know.
Yeah. It'll be a lot of fun. And I hear they're going to have Irish step dancers, too. So it's a lot of great food and But they'll all be good. They'll be a lot of fun. So
let's hear another song.
Sure. This is one of my new ones, and it'll be on the new album. And this is called With These Hands. With these hands, I've worked every day. I've earned my take-home pay to stay clothed and fed, a roof over our head. And I know, as long as I am able, I will work. With these hands, with these hands, I held high our little boy. His face radiated joy. Now he's a grown man. For him I do all I can. And I know, as long as I am able, I will hold him high. With these hands, with these hands, I will pray for tomorrow, for a lifting of the sorrow. The last couple of years, we shed too many tears, and I know, as long as I am able, I will pray. With these hands, with these hands, I write songs for you to convey my love is true. Words and melody, our two-part harmony. And I know, as long as I am able, I'll write you songs. With these hands,
yay!
Thank you.
That was beautiful. It's so deep.
Yes.
I mean, for one, you're really tight with your son.
Yes. He's my boss. He he runs the record label and he produces my CDs, and he's a great boss.
Yeah, and he's a great guy.
Yes.
But you're very close to each other, and I love the fact that you have the song With These Hands. And it talks about how you've been able to provide and have a roof over your whole head. And it's not just about these hands. Yeah. It's also about the fact that you're able to play the guitar and sing and provide for your home with these hands that you pray with and that you hold your son up with.
Yes. And I write songs for my wife, too. So it's...
Do you have one that you could share with us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get that for you.
Very sweet.
I know if...
very beautiful.
Thank
I can't
you.
Believe he's self-taught. And he's self-taught singing as well as performing on the guitar.
I know if I don't play this one, I'll get in trouble. But I call this my my ride home song. Because when she's at a show and I play this, I get a ride home.
So, that's nice.
Yeah, we've been together... We've been married since 1982.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what is that? What is that?
36.
36 years. Yeah. Congratulations. My goodness. That's certainly an accomplishment.
Well, they have not made a medal big enough for her, putting up with me all these years. But I think...
What's this called?
This is called You Take Me.
Oh, okay.
I think this is from the first album I had. But this is for my wife, Patty, called You Take Me. Take me where the eagles fly across the azure sky. You make the clouds disappear so the sun shines clear on me. You take me where the rivers flow, a soothing gentle breeze that blows. No matter what life throws our way, we always manage to stay on course. Take me to your bed where I can rest my weary head. You wait patiently to show me all the love you have for me. You take me where the stars align, celestial portraits where they shine. In the light that is your smile, I think I'd like to stay a while with you. In this window of time, secure in knowing you are mine, I tell you how much I adore you. Take me where the rainbows end, I know on you I can depend. Gentle kiss, a warm embrace, a reassuring touch of my face. You take me where the eagles fly across the azure sky. You make the clouds disappear so the sun shines clear on me. In this window of time, secure in knowing you are mine, I tell you how much I adore you.
That's the sweetest thing ever. She must love it. No wonder she gives you a ride home after that. Yes. So much thought in there.
Yes.
All those years.
Yeah.
So what about, what's your future look like? What are you thinking?
Well, you know, it's every year has gotten better. Mm-hmm. We're working hard to get to where I can go beyond the local.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's getting the music out as many ways as possible and just keep writing good songs and performing good shows. The most important thing to me is that people enjoy the music that I do.
Oh, yes.
And for me, it's, like I said, you know, it was totally unexpected mm-hmm. to be doing this. And especially when I went solo, I was like, you know, it'd been a long, long time, and I knew I could play guitar. I knew I could write. I didn't know I had the vocal quality that I apparently have. Early on, people were telling me, oh, my God, your voice is incredible. And my first thought was, well, thank you very much. My second thought was, well, how much has this person been drinking? I never really, you know, gave myself a lot of credit for it. I do more so now, but... I mean, it fits what I do. It fits what I write. And,
yeah. It's beautiful, beautiful voice.
Thank you. But I just, you know, we'll see where it goes. And, you know, I look at it as, you know, I get to play a lot of benefits and stuff, which is great. So as much as I look to grow as an artist and have more and more people hear my music, it's an avenue for me to give back and to do things. And so the more I do that, you know, it's even better.
Yeah. So how could someone get in touch with you if they wanted you to perform for their group or fundraiser?
Well, I have a website, www.thomas-johnston-music.com. I have an email, thomas-johnston-music@comcast.net. And they can find the songs on the website. I post all the shows, including a side project that I do with a buddy of mine from high school. We've done events here in Flemington. We do a Simon and Garfunkel tribute show.
Oh, wow. That would be so much fun.
And we call ourselves Cuckoo Cachoo from Mrs. Robinson. And we used to sing Simon and Garfunkel songs in high school.
That would be really
great. And so summer 2017, we decided, hey, let's try to put something together. So we do a full two-hour show.
Where?
Wherever they'll have us. We have, in fact, our next shows are going to be, and I don't recall the exact date. I think it's the 5th, the first Friday in April.
Okay.
We're going to be at the Polish American Citizens Club in White House Station.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next night, the Saturday night, we're going to be at Harper's Table in Annandale on Route 31.
Fun.
And those are always great places to play. And then we're going to be doing, we're booked for one of the car shows. And then we're each doing solos. We're booked for the filling station and then have solo dates.
How fun. That's great. So you must be feeling so rewarding to have people actually looking for you to perform for their groups.
Yeah, it is. It's, and again, you know, it's all about people enjoying the music.
Do you only play original music?
No, I do covers, depending on the venue.
Mm-hmm.
So I do covers of classic Americana and classic country and classic rock. And
what do you have classic for St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, I've got, wow.
come on, play one for us.
Oh.
Or a teaser, at least.
I play a whole wide range of stuff. I play traditional, and I play more modern, you know, U2 and Van Morrison and that type of stuff. And I also play originals. And this one was from I can never remember which. It's from one of the albums. I read an article about the Irish laborers who helped build the Empire State Building in 1930 and 31. And the amazing thing in that story was that it only took 14 months for them to put that structure up.
Incredible.
You can't get a permit in New York City in 14 months today.
Yeah.
And it had the iconic picture of the workers on the high steel, and the city's like way down there somewhere. And so I was inspired to write this story song from the viewpoint of one of the Irish who came over there, you know, in the early 20s, mid-20s. There was a lot of trouble going on after the Irish Rebellion and such, and Irish independence and that. So there was a big influx of Irish over here. And of course, in the late 20s, the Depression hit.
Mm-hmm.
And this was one of the few areas where people could get jobs, was in this construction that was going on. So this is from the viewpoint of one of those laborers, and it's called This Close to Heaven. A fugitive from a divided land came to New York with blood on my hand. For the laborer, much work to be found. In 1929, the world came crashing down. Suddenly, there was no work to do. Till a man said, come work on our crew. And I'll never get this close to heaven as I am walking on this steel. Smith and Raskob brought the plan to life. An ambitious undertaking in a time of strife. A building so high one could take the hand of God. Foreman said, ready, son, I only gave a nod. The concrete poured and the rivets put in place. The toil and strain etched on every face. And I'll never get this close to heaven as I am walking on this steel. I left an island torn, poor and tired and battle-worn. In America I hope to find chance to leave that life behind. Once one floor is done, another floor is begun. Reaching up to a shroud, woven of silk and cloud. 14 months for that building to rise. People stopped and stared, couldn't believe their eyes. This majestic monument gives hope to a city where bread lines and soup kitchens are cold reality. Looking back, I'm proud to be in that fraternity. The Empire State will stand for all eternity. And I'll never get as close to heaven as I was walking on that steel.
Wow, that's great. What a song.
Thank you.
Congratulations again. I'm having such a good time here. We're already at the end of our show. Can you believe it?
Oh.
Yes. So we actually only have a minute left. I want to find out, what would you like everybody out there to know here on Talented People with my guest, Thomas Johnson? He's a singer and songwriter, and he's been performing for the last half hour or so here in studio. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. This is a lot of fun.
Oh, yes. Well, we're going to have you back on. We can actually stream Facebook because Facebook's down today. All right. So anyway, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
You. Have a great and safe and fun St. Patty's Day and all the events that you're going to be performing at. Yes. And for all of you out there, thanks for watching in on Talented People. Have a great day.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump with a major announcement regarding all Boeing 737 MAX 8 and 9 jets.
We're going to be issuing an emergency order of prohibition to ground all flights of the 737 MAX 8 and the 737 MAX 9 and planes associated with that line.
Regarding any plane that is currently flying, the president says,
any plane currently in the air will go to its destination and thereafter be grounded until further notice. So planes that are in the air will be grounded.
Reaction coming in on Capitol Hill to the massive college admissions bribery case, Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana.
It's just disgusting. Every one of these people needs to go to jail. Every single one.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money.
Money. Money. Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Getting something, getting, it only takes a couple of pencil strokes to really spark my imagination. That looks really interesting. Yeah. Just a couple of pencil strokes, and then it kind of builds from there. And from that point, I try to work in the function of the piece. Because mm-hmm. If it's not functional, it's not doing its job. So after we come up with the conceptual idea of the piece, and the drawings have evolved to something that I feel comfortable in, the design would be approved.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that point, I start with cardboard usually, and do a full scale prototype to see how it feels in three dimensions, and really work out some of the scale details. From that point, we go into doing a prototype. I like to work with poplar at that point. It's an easy wood to work with. It's a hardwood, it works a lot like a lot of the woods I work with. So mm-hmm. In cutting and finishing, that kind of thing. From that point, I'll do a scale prototype to work out any other issues that may come up, depending on the design, of course. From that point, I'll do a full-scale prototype, which would entail building the jigs or tooling that need to create the piece.
Mm-hmm.
After I've worked out any issues that may come up there, I'm ready to start working with the exotic woods and start the piece itself. So at that point, I keep my clients posted on the progress of the piece as I'm building it. I photograph it, and there's many emails throughout the process. Sometimes there's not much to see at the beginning. There's getting the wood and cutting the wood and gluing the wood up and, really building the pieces and the tools that I need to put the whole piece together. But mm-hmm. once it starts coming together, then you start seeing something happening. And at the end, I don't like to show the client the final piece. I like to I like them to see that when I deliver it. So mm-hmm. when I'm about 80% done or so, that's the last pictures you get. And then from there, when it's delivered, it's you get that special moment when you get to see it finished for the first time.
So you build this essentially five times. I think I counted that.
Sounds about right.
Five times, and then that's when the thing is final. You work on one piece at a time?
One piece at a time, right.
Wow.
Sometimes something small.
Have you ever gotten four